That trial combining anastrozole and fulvestrant, I think, is really fascinating. Could you talk a little bit about the presumed mechanism of anti-tumor action of an aromatase inhibitor and fulvestrant and why the thought was that maybe they'd be synergistic together?
We know that the aromatase inhibitors, of course, block the production of estrogens in postmenopausal women, because the only way you can make estrogen as a postmenopausal woman is through the enzyme aromatase, taking circulating male hormone and converting a proportion of that circulating male hormone to female hormone in the fatty tissues of the body and breast tissue itself. So with aromatase inhibitors, we knock production of estradiol and related compounds down 90% to 95%. However, the other well-known mechanism of resistance is not estradiol itself, but the estrogen receptor. And it's possible for the estrogen receptor to mutate or change such that it is sensitized to recognize tiny amounts of estrogen, such as the amounts of estrogen that we see in the presence of an aromatase inhibitor. So the logic then would be to give an agent that not only binds the estrogen receptor like tamoxifen, but can actually downregulate the estrogen receptor, which at least in the preclinical systems is done very nicely by fulvestrant. So that was the rationale for putting the two together. Plus, there was evidence from some mouse models from Angela Brody's group to support doing it.